What's good? This is episode 111 of the Jack Dan podcast. You got your boy Metal X2 and Josh Rockstar in the building. What's good, man? How are you?
What's good? We're back. We took a week off, but we're back.
Absolutely. We're back. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of stuff. We tried to rack up a little bit of news so we can have, you know, more news to share with you guys, but it seemed like that 1 week we took off and now we got a whole lot of news to share, but it's always a good thing. It's always mm-hmm. a good thing to have more conversation that we can jump into. But one thing I was able to pull in and things that we normally don't get to talk about is we actually got a food trend for this week. So mm-hmm. I'm actually excited for that.
Yeah, we need to bring that back in our lives.
I know, I know. Yeah. I need to spend extra time to see if I can, you know, pull some stuff up to be able to add that. But we got some good stuff that we're talking about today. So between that and we got PS Plus stuff to talk about, Nintendo stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. We just got stuff to talk about this week, which is always good because. I mean, even if we didn't have news, we still could have a lot of stuff to talk about. I think we spent, I think the last episode, we spent like 30, 40 minutes talking about other stuff before we even got to the actual topics for that week. So,
yeah,
it's always a good thing. But with that, you know,
we'll find something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But with that, you know, we just want to get jumped in when we want to jump into things. But Josh, how's your past week? What games you been playing? What you been up to?
It's been pretty good week, I must say. It's been a little more relaxing than last week, so that's been good. I've been playing more MLB The Show, and I think I'm almost done that. I've just been having fun playing the Road to the Show mode, which like I created my own guy. He's in the major leagues now. He's playing for the Angels, and he's a star now. So I'm spending a little more time in the major leagues, and then I'll probably move on and play something else. But I've been playing co-op with my girlfriend. We've been playing Tiny Tina's Wonderland, and I think we've put about like 15 hours into that, and it's fun. There's a little bit of a snafu with the DLC. People are pissed off, and I'm a little cheesed too because I bought like the edition with the season pass, and the first pack that they released, it's called Coiled Captors. This thing is $10 if you buy it on the store. People have been beating this DLC in 15 minutes. $10 for 15 minutes of content.
15 minutes.
Yes.
1.5.
1.5.
As in, yeah. 60 seconds times 15. Well, I ain't finna do the math for that, but... That's wow.
Yeah. Okay. They skimped out on this. I was surprised that this thing came out so quickly, and now I know why. Because this thing is bare bones as hell. And people are not happy.
That's why I took it back. I'm telling you, when I played it, it felt like DLC to Borderlands 3. That's what it felt like. And I'm gonna just keep it a stack with you. It felt nice, it felt fresh. But it felt like I don't want to say a DLC. It feels like an expansion. It felt like a good $40 to $50 expansion. That's the way it felt.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying it's not worth nothing. But to have its own game, it didn't feel like that. No.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe like we're like 15 hours in, and like we're like level 25, and the cap is 40. So we don't have much more to go. It's definitely a lot shorter than Borderlands 3 in terms of the content.
I'm glad I took this game back. I'm glad I did, because mad disappointed trying to spend 90 bones on that. No, sir.
It's definitely a game I think people should wait for a sale.
And I said I'll get it on sale.
Yeah,
I got Borderlands 3 for $10. I'll get this for $10.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and one more thing before I hand it off to you.
Oh, sure.
I had a burger that was pretty life changing today. I think you've been there.
Life changing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you've been there. It's on Victoria Park in Shepherd. It's called Johnny's Burgers.
Oh,
have you ever
been
there?
I've been to Johnny's. Man, I was in Johnny's all during COVID, standing out in the parking lot eating. What? I love me a Johnny's banquet burger. But
oh,
I got
that's
to bring
what I
my
had
own
today.
Barbecue sauce, though. Yeah, I love Johnny's. Johnny's is... John, there's no Scarborough without Johnny's.
Oh, man, that was a good-ass burger.
Yep, and the onion rings.
That was... Oh, the caramelized one?
Oh. Well, the right. Regular onion rings, but the caramelized onions, yeah. And then they got the grape high C to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That was good.
Yeah, so it's like, it's one of those things. It's honestly one of those things. For me, I actually ended up picking up a Steam Deck.
Ooh, they sent it to you?
No, I didn't get it yet. So I ordered two of them, actually, with two different accounts. And the one I ordered with on the other account first, I ended up scooping her reservation up on that one, and then mine's next. I haven't got it on my main account yet. But with the other one, I actually missed the three-day window. And I was reading online where people are saying all you got to do is message, you know, Valve, and then they'll re-kick it back. So I actually emailed Valve 3 days ago saying I missed my invite window. I would like to purchase it. And then Valve just re-kicked back the email saying, you know, complete purchase, this, this, and that. So I actually purchased it. What made me purchase it, and again, I don't want to get all into the nitty-gritty, but I'll just put it like this. All the emulation capabilities that this thing offers is craziness. And I'm going to leave it at that.
That's the thing this is perfect for.
Yep,
like,
it's craziness.
I've seen some things that, like, technically people aren't supposed to be doing, but they look good on that Steam Deck.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm going to give it a thorough try and a thorough play. I'm not going to force myself to keep it. If I don't have a use for it, I'm not going to keep it.
Mm.
Right? I'm not going to do it. But if I see that it's something that I'm going to be using and playing a lot, and once they start releasing more cross-platform play PC games out the gate, then I will. I've been seeing people online go and buy 1 terabyte NVMe's and cutting the end off or whatnot and throwing it in there. Because right now I bought the 256 version, right? So
yeah,
I've been seeing a lot. I feel like there's a lot of promising things with this console. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. But I see a lot of promising things with it, and you know, we'll see what happens. But it is purchased, it's secured, it's locked, money is out of my account, and I have to wait for it to arrive on my doorstep.
Yeah, I think the emulation like capabilities of this thing is cool if that's what you want to do with it.
Yeah,
I want to know how well it interacts with Game Pass, because that's like pretty compelling.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah,
I want to be able to have the ability to download certain games off Game Pass instead of streaming them. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
right. Because it, you
that'd
know,
be awesome.
On when you're playing on Windows, you can actually download the games and play. You don't need online.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I want to see if I can be able to do that. If I could do all that, we got a whole different game, ball game.
Yeah, if they put like a native version of Game Pass, like where you don't have to put Windows on it, then you're saving space, and like it's just gonna run better that way too.
100%.
That'd be cool.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It has a bright future, I think.
I hope so. I hope so. We'll see what happens. But you know, anywho, what else have I been doing? I've actually been playing a lot of Returnal. The co-op mode,
ooh,
it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've gotten pretty far, learning boss patterns and different things like that. I will agree, it's only a game that you can play in spurts. You cannot play this for a long period. You will get frustrated.
Frustrated. It has a way of like slapping you and handing your ass sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I am enjoying it.
How far did you get so far?
I've passed the first boss, and I'm working on the second boss, because I'm like in like the little desert area.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like the desert area. So I'm working on. I'm fighting the second boss. That boss of that area.
Yeah, that I think he's one of my favorite bosses in the game. Oh, okay. Ixion is cool. Yeah. Nice. I won't spoil it for you.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it that's one of my favorite fights.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so we need to jump into these topics now. Enough about the Steam Deck, because we got a lot of good stuff. But before we get to jump into topics, we actually got a food topic that I want to jump into and cover real quick. And apologies, a lot of this stuff may be replays for our lovely people to the south of us in the States. For us in Canada, we get things a little bit later than you guys tend to. So a lot of y'all probably thinking like, oh, you know, we didn't got this already. So, but I'm gonna still go through it. So there's five things that has been dropped into the fast food world in Canada specifically that is coming out. If it's not out already now, it'll be out in the next couple of weeks. But A&W is dropping the Ultimate Canadian Burger, and it's coming to A&W Canada. And it's a new collab with Toronto chef Maddie Matheson. And they say, believe it or not, this is the best burger ever. Or what it is, and it looks like it's onion rings on it, some kind of secret sauce. I actually want to go and try it. It's quite interesting.
There's some caramelized onions underneath.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a look. Yeah. I really want to try that burger. So I say it's available starting.
I want to know if it comes with the hat.
It's probably not gonna come with the hat. And it starts April 25th. So I'm going to try to see if I can jump out and get it tomorrow. Maybe get it lettuce wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Chick-fil-A in Canada. And there's only about three locations, I think. But they're finally bringing the regular lemonade. The lemonade and sweet tea that they're bringing. It's a combination. And it's blending it with cloudberry and cherry blossom flavors. Chick-fil-A lemonade and freshly brewed sweet iced tea. That's also starting on the 25th, and it's for a limited time. So it's called Cloudberry
Sunjoy. This looks good. This looks really good. But I don't know how I feel about lining up for it.
Not that. Wendy's is dropping their breakfast sandwich. Now, I know Wendy's in the States already have Wendy's breakfast, but they're finally coming to Canada, and it's going to be releasing some specific themed items, such as the breakfast baconator, the breakfast biscuit sandwich, and a couple other things. So expect to see Wendy's, you know, expecting to turn a new leaf with this breakfast stuff.
Breakfast Baconator.
Yep. The next thing on the list is something that I've actually had a couple times myself. When you think of waffle fries, you think of Chick-fil-A, you think of a couple other restaurants, but McDonald's have actually been serving waffle fries since Monday, April 18th. And if you pull up to a McDonald's now, you can actually, you know, grab some. They taste pretty good. But again, it's only for a limited time only.
Mm-hmm. I like the ad they did here with the when you're like putting in your password and you have to click all the signs or that's clever.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. That's pretty clever.
And lastly, Subway Canada is dropping a whole lot of new sandwiches, and I actually got a chance to see a couple of the sandwiches they had when I was actually in Subway not too long ago. So to see that Subway is trying to do something different, I like that. I like the new fresh flavors, the new sauces that they have, and different things like that. So pop into your local Subway and see if you can ask for the new items, and they'll show you exactly what they have for new, what's new on the menu, and you know, they'll be able to. Well, I know this is COVID, you can't try nothing, but I would say try to go a couple times and try different sandwiches there. I don't think you'll be sorry at all, especially since Subway is good off the back, right?
I want to check out what they have.
Yeah,
so I'm interested.
Yeah, so you know, again, with all those food things, I actually, you know, wouldn't mind going out and trying Wendy's breakfast. Not something I would want to continuously do, but I mean, I actually wouldn't mind trying out to see what a breakfast Baconator look like, tastes like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in the A&W burger.
Yeah,
looks kind of interesting.
Sounds like it's a little treat.
Yeah, maybe just once, but like,
there you go. So here's the thing, if you get it lettuce wrapped, it's not a problem, right? And that's the reason why I like going to A&W, because when you get things lettuce wrapped there, it's not that huge penalty, because you're not getting the carb. It's literally just vegetables and meat.
Yeah, instead of the buns, you put like lettuce, yep. Right? Yeah, I didn't even know they did that.
Oh, A&W is notorious for it. They have the best lettuce wrap ever. Ask for lettuce wrap at Wendy's, and they put it in a little plate or container. They put the baked potato, and they sprinkle some lettuce on the top. I'm like, what is this?
Ain't what I asked for.
It's not what I asked for. A&W actually wraps it up after the... So you have the main wrapper, and you have another wrapper on the inside, and you have the two full lettuce inserts, and then you have the burger, the sauce, and everything on the inside with it. So you can actually eat it in the paper, the extra other paper, before you, instead of taking out and eating it with the lettuce. It's actually really good. I like going to A&W because of that. The fact that they have the best lettuce wrap options. 100%.
A&W is good. They really came around, like, when they decided to, like change everything.
Nope, 100%. 100%. So I want to get ready and jump in on these, because I know we're gonna have a lot of different viewpoints, conversations on this stuff. So I want to jump into the topics this week, because I feel like the nuggets could have actually been topics. So I want to see how fast we can get through the. Yeah. We'll see how interesting, not how fast, how interesting the nugget conversation would be, because those are not regular nuggets, like the big ones.
No, that. Yeah, like this stuff is all like pretty meaty.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Yep. So we want to kick it off by talking about PAX East, because again, I was actually supposed to be there. Things happen, things change, and I'm not there anymore. As you can see, because I wasn't there. Shout out to everybody who did go. I've seen several people online, went to PAX East, came back, take COVID test, and they're happy that they haven't contracted anything. A lot of people there with no masks, things like that. So to see that, it kind of made me happy. Feel like we're getting back to somewhat a new norm, because we're never going to go back to the way we were before. But it feels like we're opening up a new normalcy now, and I do appreciate that. But during PAX East, they talked about a lot of games there, but specifically, we had some games we wanted to talk about. And first one coming off is TMNT, Shredder's Revenge, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, that we've seen a lot of content on this. They've unveiled character after character, and now we have a point where they've even blown us away by bringing the original voice acting from the early 90s on the TV show. And one voice that was really iconic to me was Raphael's voice. So, you know, having him come back to do this, it's pretty exciting. And, you know, I'm going to jump down because it is not a nugget, but I'm going to still talk about it. So this is not the only Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle content that we have. So, but they're actually bringing back the Cowabunga collection. And it has, and I don't know if we did talk about this, we did, but it has all of the older games, the Nintendo arcade, and they actually have the distinguished arcade ports. Because as you know, consoles can't run the same way that arcade cabinets can. Arcade cabinets have more RAM, more memory, things like that. Perfect example, if you play X-Men vs. Street Fighter or Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter on the console, on the PlayStation, it didn't really work as well. Now, if you played it on a Dreamcast, Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter on Dreamcast was a gem, and it allowed you to be able to tag. But a lot of the older games on the older console, like PlayStation 2, they wouldn't let you, not PlayStation 1, but PlayStation 2, they wouldn't let you tag because you didn't have enough memory. So Marvel, X-Men vs. Street Fighter was more so a, you kill one character and that was it. You know, there was no swapping back and forth. X-Men vs. Street Fighter in arcade, you could tag. Same thing with Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter. Now, Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter on the PlayStation 2, you couldn't tag. But on Dreamcast, you could because, again, it was more memory on that one. So the same thing with this. When you play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on a console, most of the games were only two players because they weren't designed to have four people on the screen at once. The arcade ports of these games, you could have all four turtles on screen at once. And so with the arcade ports of the game, you can actually have online co-op for things like Turtles in Time. There was the old school one, four player
Tournament Fighters, I think has online,
Hyperstone
Heist,
done very well with that collection. I'll probably double dipping
very well.
Right, I'll probably buy it on Switch and on PlayStation or Xbox. I'll probably buy it on Xbox because I have more controllers on Xbox. So I may just buy it on Switch. Yeah. You never know.
Right. You know, you're not the first person to tell me that you're double dipping. A buddy of mine is double dipping too. Like, this is one of those games where it's good to do it because, like, then you have it on that console and, like, when people want to play, it's just there. Yep. Like, this is, like, perfect for Switch. It's perfect to have on either PS5 or Xbox, whichever one you have.
True.
Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah. Man, Shredder's Revenge, though, let me tell you, like, we cover games pretty extensively, and it's harder to impress us. But when I first saw the footage, and it was, like, they were doing footage of, I believe it was Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, it was Michelangelo who I was watching. And shout out to the Lords of Gaming. They were, like, keeping me informed all weekend about which games they were going to interviews and stuff. The hairs on the back of my neck stood straight up when I first caught eyes on the gameplay. Oh, my God. They took whatever the sauce was that made Streets of Rage 4 so tasty, and they put it right on this one. And this is like what's it called? Turtles in Time with the sauce on it.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. Yep. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
It's a good game. I mean, I'm looking forward to, I really, 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 really hope that I get to see cross-platform play. Really?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm really hoping I get to see that. If I don't, I'll buy it again. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'll buy it again. But I really want to see that. But I agree. I've watched this. The fact that I seen them doing little combos and special, I was like, okay, y'all really making this thing really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, it's
the
nice.
Movement looks nice.
It's nice to have the one attack button like we used to, but you can't do that in 2022. It's just not gonna work, and they know that. So there, it kind of reminds me of the Power Rangers. What is it called? Power Battle or something like that. The multiplayer game that was on Xbox and PlayStation. I actually enjoyed that. It was good to play through one playthrough, and that was it. But you had different combos and different things that you learn after leveling up. So it was a little boring playing in the beginning. You got the same moves. But by the time you get toward the end and you go through your skill tree and you start unlocking moves and stuff, you get to play the game differently. And I see this game looks awesome. So I'm excited for it.
That was Power Rangers Mega Battle.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yep. So, another game, and I actually want to look this up, but I'll look it up later. Evil West. It's Dark Souls, but it's a Western game. I'm here for it.
Looks cool. Yeah. That's like coming from Focus Home Entertainment. Okay. And this looks cool. Like, it's like vampire hunting, but you're like, it's almost like a Dark Souls game, a little bit faster. Which, like, if people who don't like the slowness of those games might appreciate this. It's third person, you got like some cool guns you can use, and it just looks impressive to me.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So now we have something called WrestleQuest. Jeff Jarrett is a consultant for the game and helped people develop the game.
Oh, did you hear about this game?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So imagine a wrestling game with like almost like characters from the era of like Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, except it's a JRPG.
Really?
Yeah, check this out. Check out some footage of this. If you like wrestling and you like JRPGs, this is the game.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look this up then.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. You know, I love my JRPGs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is like if you like those old like wrestling games on the NES and the Super NES. Mm-hmm. It has like that pixel style of graphics, except it's a JRPG. And the kooky wrestling stories are part of the narrative. So like it seems like a match made in heaven.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it in all of its glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The next thing on the list, Die by the Blaze, sword game, fighting game with one hit kills. What is that about?
That's interesting. Like there used to be this PlayStation game. I think it's called something Bushido, but it's like a fighting game, but instead of like, you know, you have your traditional health bar where like you'll take the like 40, you'll aim to do like 40 hit kills on the guy to take out the health bar. This is a one hit kill, so it's all about like positioning. It's all about changing your stance so you can face your opponent and parry attacks, almost like For Honor, if you've played that. They took that kind of style, except like you have, once your stamina meter is done, then like all it's gonna take is one hit to kill you. So you gotta like defend, you gotta keep your stance changing, and it looks pretty good. It looks like a pretty interesting fighting game to put at Evo, because it's like a little bit different.
I'm looking at this WrestleQuest. It looks good. I'm actually interested to see what it could become. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard people talking about it on different podcasts, and I didn't look it up, but then I saw the footage through Iron Lords of Gaming.
Okay.
Then after I'm more interested in it.
And I do see that it is a Nintendo Switch release, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And this is one that I'm actually excited about, Eudin Chronicle. I'm actually really, really excited for that. This game was on, I believe this was a Kickstarter game, and it was on Kickstarter.
But this one is the beat 'em up one.
This is the JRPG.
The intro game.
No, this is the JRPG.
No, that one's the 100 War is the JRPG.
Oh,
they're still working on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I got it mixed up.
This is like the beat 'em up
one. Oh, yes, this is a side scroller. Yes, I don't want this one. I want the Kickstarter.
I don't know. It kind of looks cool.
It does, but I'm a JRPG guy.
Yeah. I could see it. Like, if they keep the price cheap, or if they put it on Game Pass, which I think it's coming to Game Pass. Anyways, so like it could be a cool way to introduce you to the characters before you get into like the JRPG.
All right, I'll go through.
You'll understand the world a little bit.
Well, yeah. I'll go through it. Oh, what the heck? I'll go through it.
Looks like a fun little game before you get to the big meat of the meat and potatoes.
I'll go through it. So we got KO the Kangaroo and Tales of the Borderlands Season 2, which are a couple noticeable mentions. Was there anything else that was nice there that they had that we didn't get to cover that maybe you remember, Josh?
I scrolled through a couple of different lists. Like there was a bunch of people doing like top 10 lists.
Right.
But I didn't see anything that like that kind of caught my eye. Although there was like hundreds of games being shown at PAX. There was a ton. Cow the Kangaroo was one of them that caught my eye because It's a remake of an old PS2 platformer. Mm-hmm. But this reminds me a lot of Spyro and Spyro. Like the Reignited trilogy. It reminds me a lot of that game. And it's coming out in May, so I'm just going to pick it up and just try it for the first time.
Okay.
I think now is a good time to get in.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, that's you know, if there's anything else that you guys want us to discuss and talk about for PAX East, you know, drop us some info on Twitter, because, you know, again, everybody's going to have their own different point of view on what games they're looking forward to. But I believe those are the games that we're looking forward to. But another company that blew me away this past weekend was Sega. And Sega wants
for different reasons.
They want to bring back some dormant IPs. They want to bring back, they want to start just pushing out games. That's what their initiative is. And now they have a super game initiative that they want to partner up with Microsoft Azure Cloud Technology. And right now, unfortunately, by a leak, there's two IPs seem to be that they're working on. People are throwing their vote out there saying it's a possibility to be Jet Set Radio and Crazy Taxi.
Interesting.
I would love to see a four-player craziness of Crazy Taxi. I would love to see that. And I am completely... I mean, you give me a Jet Set, anything, Jet Set Radio Future, Jet Grind Radio, all of them. I love the soundtrack. I love the games. I love what it's for. I love what it's about. Right? So I'm really excited to see what can become of it.
I wonder how they're going to work. If they're going to be like, kind of like live service kind of games. Like, I think they could work if they're smart about it, but mm-hmm. I wonder, like, how they're gonna do it.
That's a good question.
Because, like, you could have a lot of fun with Jet Set Radio as a, like, a live service game, because you can keep getting lots of sprays. There could be, like, these event missions that you guys could do together. Crazy Taxi could be pretty fun, too, as a live service game.
True.
Like, there could be, like, some tie-in events where, like, you gotta take, like, if we're taking the Fortnite approach, like, you gotta, like, drive across the city and get to the McDonald's before the time is up, right? Or, like, they could do cool promotional stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they're gonna invest in these live services, I think these two might be able to do it.
Right.
It just they gotta do it properly, and they can't, like, screw it up like a lot of live services we've seen. Yeah.
Oh, I agree. That's very well said.
There's actually one thing I forgot to put on
the
notes, and I wanted to talk to you about it, because we've talked about Marvel's Avengers, like, for quite a bit, and a lot of times it wasn't negative, but now I didn't expect them to be continuing on with another character. What did you think about the news?
As big as an Avenger fan I am, I was actually disappointed by the news. And I was disappointed for a couple reasons. Number one, there's no release date, so we don't know when we're getting Jane. The new characters, the Jane version of Thor, Jane, Mighty Thor, and it's supposed to coincide with the movie. We did see, and this is not a spoiler, but this is during the trailer. If you watched the one before, the latest one, it shows that Jane is going to wield the broken Mjolnir that was previously broken into many pieces by Hela that happened in Thor Ragnarok. So if you like to see how we're leading up to the new Thor movie, Love and Thunder, watch Thor Ragnarok and watch Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame. And then those are going to give you an insert of where Thor is, what he's doing. I actually watched this whole thing on the reason why Thor lost in Infinity War in the beginning. And it was actually a good reason. They said the reason why he lost, because if he would have unleashed his full power on that ship, they would have, he would have destroyed everything, including his people on that ship. So he had to like make himself lose to be able to save his people. And it was weird. It was like the way they broke it down and stuff. And I kind of understood it, because if you watched the way he fought in Ragnarok, you would know that Thor is learning that he can control his power without a weapon. But at the end of the day, he still needs something physical to be able to channel his power and be able to control the Bifrost. Right, he needs a weapon. So, you know, seeing that he made the Stormbreaker after, you know, the Mjolnir end up being broken, it's a testament of his power. But watch those movies if you want to see what's going on. But I say all that to say this: Marvel's Avengers, I feel like they're not really trying anymore. They came out with the first character. Hawkeye. No, Kate Bishop. Then they go give us another character, Hawkeye, right behind it. Both characters are archers. Both of them feel, now they do have different abilities. I will give them that. They've put in the work to make these two people separated. But then people got mad when the boss, I forgot, the old Gray Hawk, I forgot his name, starts with an M.
Maestro.
Yes. Maestro comes out and he's nothing but a evil Hulk, right? They basically reskin the Hulk thing. So like, okay, you know, it's fine. We'll give it to you. They come out with Black Panther. Okay, that was good. Black Panther was amazing. And if you own a PlayStation, you got Spider-Man. Spider-Man is good too. He's amazing. However, out of all the characters that you can pick from, you go for a Thor reskin. Why?
It's hard to argue, yeah.
I understand they're trying to pair it up with the movie. Apparently, She-Hulk was already ready to go, and they pulled her back because they wanted to release it outside the movie so that people, when they watch the movie, they could play the game. And I'm not buying it, not for one second. I'm actually pissed off. Avengers has missed a lot of things, and I feel hurt by it. I don't know, Josh, I feel really hurt by it.
Is it coming with content, or is it just another character?
We don't even know yet. We don't know what's happening. We don't know if it's coming with content or not. We don't know.
But yeah, because I only saw the character. Yeah.
It's sad. This game was something special to me. And I'm basically talking about the game like it was the game's funeral. But, I mean, there's nothing holding this game alive right now. You could drop another character and it's still not going to breathe no breath of life that this game needs. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening, so I don't know. What do you think, Josh? How do you feel about it?
I think they should release more content with it, because that's what the game needs. But like, if Crystal Dynamics is working on both a Tomb Raider game and Perfect Dark, do they have a separate team that's dedicated to making that content?
And I don't even know.
Yeah, they haven't instilled instilled confidence in people. Like, not yet. Should have gave all the details up front, and that would have been better.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not into it too much, but we're just gonna leave it at that on that point. So, going back to Sega. They are actually, I was actually thinking like, where's Sonic 2 and Knuckles and 3 with Knuckles? And now, following the Sonic movies 2, and I'd like to just take a moment to say that Sonic 2 is the highest grossing video game movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has saved us, the gamers. When I say I watched it, I felt good about watching it. I seen so much nostalgia, throwbacks. It's, that movie was so, so amazing. I'm not going to spoil it, but just know that there's going to be stuff that you learn from watching this that's actually true to the lore of Sonics, and you'll learn more on this than you will actually, you know, playing the game. And that's a fact.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm already excited for
it. You gotta watch it. But
the first movie was awesome.
Oh, and the second one,
that's my favorite video
punches.
Game.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
So, to say all that, what they managed to do, they've given us 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles. And you can actually play Knuckles on the Sonic 2 and Sonic 3 of course, respectively. Or you play Sonic and Knuckles by himself, because that's its own game. But the fact that you have all of those on Sonic CD is really good. I know I'm tired of seeing Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 pop up all over the place, you know, either with the online membership or in this, you know, bundle game. Like, the reason why I feel a type of way about it, because anytime they release things like this, a lot of people feel like that they don't have to go back and delete these games that was initially uploaded. And I'll kind of branch over a little bit to say that, because a lot of people were, as much as people liked it, right, some people got betrayed by the whole thing. And I don't know how you can make it all better. Just know, I will say this. If you're going to re-release a game, don't delete the game or the rights for the game just because you want to push and make people buy this over again. You're kind of losing faith in the whole digital catalog thing. Right?
Yeah, I completely agree.
They shouldn't be going and just deleting original work. I mean, they right now, if you got Origins, they allow you to play with the new track or the original track. I mean, honestly, truly, I'm confused about the whole tiered plan, but that's a whole different story.
What a mess.
Right? I have no idea. So with all the new goodies, however you spend your money on it, or your ducats end up falling on it, and you do play in it when it's time to come out, enjoy it. Don't think about emulation. Don't think about none of that. Just go enjoy these games, because we haven't gotten Sonic 3 on a legit cartridge in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm actually happy with that. So
that one's been a while.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that whole thing, I don't like what they're doing with tiers, but I'm going to let them get away with it, and I'm going to keep watching it. I'm going to keep watching my own house, because I don't just upgrade anything just to upgrade it, right? And
yeah, I like what they're doing with it. Like,
right.
The fact that you can play, like, anniversary mode, which has, like, 16:9 aspect ratio, and you can have, like, infinite lives, so they're modernizing these games. And I bet Christian Whitehead is a big part of this project.
Yep.
That it seems like it has his hands all over this.
You know who they do need to go get? If they gonna do something, they need to go get T-Lopes.
Oh yeah.
Sand 8.
We need a Sonic Mania too. Mm-hmm. Like, that game is so good.
Need to go get T-Lopes. I would be surprised if he doesn't. If the soundtrack, it's just, yeah, I'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be completely happy for this, even though they've re-released these games, like, thousands of times, if it wasn't for this tiered system. It seems like it's just stuff that they should just put in the game.
Nope, I agree.
Like, the Mega Man Collection has, like, everything. A lot of this stuff baked in it. Yeah, for one price. Just simpler.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree at all.
That's my only gripe with it. Otherwise, I'm pretty on board with the collection.
I feel. Appreciate you being honest. So jumping back to the other thing about PlayStation ES, we're getting closer to the releasing of these tiers with Sony, and I'm not going to take up too much with it. I just want to drop it in there and kind of like watch the burning building go down, whatever else. But apparently they're not allowing you to stack up with the PlayStation Plus anymore. And that's a big thing, because I actually was going to buy PlayStation now. And that's another thing. Microsoft knows that they got things that make people stack up. You think they care? No, they don't. Microsoft will let you keep doing it. Sony, on the other hand, is like, no. We want you to pay full price for this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I laugh.
This news just broke too. Yeah. As of like when we're recording this.
Yeah.
So what happens to the people that just bought all these?
Oh well, they'll get it. They're just not letting anybody doing it new after today.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not
after today. Yeah, fixed it.
Yeah, they're not.
See, those people are smart for getting that in. They'll have premium for a while.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But
there was also some other information too, like that they said like that the premium tier like will let you have like game trials, and they're gonna be like 2-hour game trials, and Sony is forcing you they're forcing devs to put those on there if your game costs like over a certain amount. So like all the big AAA games will have like a 2-hour game trial.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, I guess. Like demos are a thing though.
They might as well just get a put people the game. If yeah, they're gonna like, go through all that. I don't. And I feel it's only reaching for the stars to legitimize this thing. I really honestly feel, because it ain't even necessary.
And Steam has this already. Like, if you play an hour and a half of a game, you can refund it still. You didn't like it? Oh, sure. Here's your money back.
Right.
No, like they're already doing this. Mm-hmm. It's not something revolutionary.
I hear you. And before we jump in Nintendo's portion, I'm just going to say, Nintendo don't need anybody to make things great. They do things great on their own. And they took Xenoblade Chronicles 3 and said, we know y'all waiting for it, but we're going to give it to you a whole month early. Or at least 3 to 4 weeks early. And people lost their conniption, like lost everything. Because they're like, oh, yo.
You broke the internet.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And I want to just say for the top part, because it kind of goes hand in hand with this. But I like how Nintendo took Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Slid it up 1 month, okay, and everybody's confused. Why are they doing that? What's happening? Like, that makes no sense. Then it goes around and give us a release date for Splatoon 3, which is on the 9th, and both of those games are Switch exclusive. So to have both of those games released at the same time, it can't work. Right? So what did Nintendo do? We're going to bring it up early. Well, guess what else was announced at the same time that's also coming out the same day? Digimon Survive. We've been waiting for this game for years. Years. And
game catch
they've been
break.
Giving a spoon fed, a little information. So now, we got a lot of goodies. We got a lot of stuff happening. And I hope that if you play Digimon Survive, buy it at least buy that and Xenoblade. If you're getting it on Nintendo, please support both for the cause, because I feel like I will.
Yeah, man, that poor game can't catch a break.
Nope.
Development hell, and then when it's ready to release, they go up against Xenoblade.
It's like, you can't just go against Xenoblade like that. It went from nobody knowing about this game to it's being out and people are playing the second one and loving it, and they're like, I want more. Then they released the definitive edition of the first game, and they're not like, I want more, and they're like, please remaster Xenoblade Chronicles X. But instead of remastering games, they gave us a brand new game, and it plays sort of like Xenoblade Chronicles 2 with the blade system. Right, so I'm really excited for that game. So for them to move it up a whole month like that, I'm excited. And in that same breath, Shigeru Miyamoto kind of for his game, which of course Nintendo can't say no. He hijacked the Nintendo of America account to let us know that Super Monkey Ball Super Mario movie is being made by Illumination Studios, which we know, but it's being delayed to spring 2023. Spring could be March, April, May, June. I think it's spring. It's considered quarter two spring. Especially here in Ottawa and Toronto, we got snow, so that was hilarious. But I feel that moving that around, it needed to happen. Especially just like that we've got new information on the Avatar movie. Now people are running away from that release date. Like, no, we can't release near the same time or we will get slaughtered. Right?
I agree. Yeah. People keep saying, oh, what's the big deal about Avatar? But again, and once that movie drops, everybody's gonna go see it.
Very true.
Like, people should be scared of Avatar too.
No, very true. Very true. Very, very true. Was there anything on the Nintendo line that you were interested in? I know the Nintendo Switch Sports drops on Friday of this week.
That's cool. So people are
waiting for that.
I actually want to give a shout out to Nintendo Life. They decided to delay their review, even though, like, technically you can release the review at the embargo.
Right.
But apparently this version of the game is very, very heavy with online. And the servers were not up while they had the codes. So they said to themselves, we can't really give a full review of this game without the online component, because it is very prevalent in the game. So they're going to delay their review until the servers are up. That's very commendable, I think.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, shout out to those guys for doing that.
That's what's up. So I will say this, and I know that they're not going to go as fast as other ones. They're going to get stuck talking about them. But I do appreciate the fact that we can talk about it as if, you know, it's the whole topic. But according to the Nuggets, we did talk about Digimon Survive. And we did talk about the fact that the digital games of Sonic are being delisted, which it is what it is. But here's another issue, and people are constantly outcrying, saying, Sony, what are you doing to us? Why are you giving these games for PS Plus? I don't know if people were hyped for FIFA 2022. I don't know. Tribes of Midgard and Curse of the Dead Gods. I have to look at those last two games, because I don't even know where they're from. I don't even know what kind of gameplay it is. I don't know anything like that.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's this is a pretty lackluster kind of month.
Yeah.
Last month was better.
That makes sense. Netflix is in trouble because they're shedding members, and they're going ahead with the Netflix gaming. And they're aiming to have 50 games available to play with your Netflix account by the end of this year. So the end of this year, you'll be able to play games, you'll be able to switch and watch movies. And the best thing that I can tell you to do, just so you don't get messed up, is, what was I going to say? I lost my whole train of thought. It'd be like that. See, this is what happens when you haven't recorded in a week and you left all your thoughts for last week. Chaos, you gotta chill.
All I know is, like, Netflix screwing up right now.
Yeah.
They're shedding people.
The password sharing and everything, it's absolutely crazy. What's happening in the world right now. Things are shaking up. And I really don't think Netflix should be going that way, but if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. And I'll leave it at that. It's probably wasn't meant for me to say anything else.
I think Oxenfree 2 is going to be released through this service. And I wonder how it's going to work. Like, Do you just be able to, are you just able to play the games wherever you have a Netflix account?
I don't know. All I know is you probably should pair a controller to wherever you're watching and keep it next to you, because, you know, you need to be able to use that.
Yeah.
Before they mess around and get you on touchscreens only.
And does that mean it's streaming as well? Like,
there's also delay.
Is it going to run natively?
Delay too. One thing that I didn't see in here, dang it, did I forget about it again? Oh my gosh. Yep, I just forgot about it. Just leave it. Today has been a crazy day. 100%. Today has been a wild day. But I'll just continue on with the nuggets. But Fortnite is continuing to be the game where every character created is in it. And they're bringing Sakura and Blanca. That's interesting. Because wasn't Sakura already... I mean, not... was Sakura... No. It was Chun-Li and Ryu. Sorry.
Yeah. Chun-Li and Ryu. Yeah.
So... I don't know. I'm excited to see how that fits in as well. According to Activision Blizzard, Diablo Immortal is coming this year on June 2nd. And if you don't have a phone, it's coming to PC. I like the fact that they didn't leave PC out. This may be a game that I download on Steam Deck and play. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that would be a good Steam Deck game.
I agree. And lastly, Amy Hennig of the Uncharted fan once again be working on a Star Wars title with Skydance Media. Note that she was working on a Star Wars project Ragtag at Visceral Games before the project was canceled and the studio was shut down by EA in 2017. I feel that there's a whole lot of Star Wars games that they've talked about but not released, because we're still waiting on that one Battle Royale-ish type of game that was supposed, that they showed at Nintendo's conference. I'm confused.
Was it called Star Wars Heroes?
I can't remember what it was. They said it was supposed to come out. I waited, didn't see anything. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
There's a lot of Star Wars games in the works right now. They're going crazy.
Wow.
There's like this. There's one from Quantic Dream. There's a 3 from Respawn. There's a Knights of the Old Republic remake. There's just like, they're going crazy with these.
I'm right on board with you. Glad I have all consoles. I can pick and play something on or with any particular one. I'm glad that at the end, with being able to have those options, no matter where they drop a Star Wars game, you'll be able to play it. Because I'm happy for that. I'm happy for that.
Definitely.
I don't know. That was a Nuggets, Josh.
I got one more.
Throw it in.
Yeah. So, the real Tsushima Island in Japan will start selling official Ghost of Tsushima merchandise there. So it really, the pandemic was such a horrible, horrible timing, because Ghost of Tsushima brought so much awareness to this island, and they were hoping for the boost in like tourism that the game was going to bring, and the pandemic kind of squashed that. So now they're going to be able to sell that merchandise that they were planning, because now people can go and tour the island and visit there. I hope that people are still interested in going to see that island, because it's one that's being rebuilt because of like tsunamis and certain things that have ravished the island. And I hope people are still interested enough to go and check it out. I kind of want to see it if I ever go to Japan.
Well, I may not be interested physically, but know that I'm happy with the game. I like the game. I like the lore and things. Like, I actually felt like I was involved. I swear it's the GTA of the samurai days. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to describe it, honestly.
Oh, okay. All right, Josh, was there any sauce you wanted to drop on it before we get up out of here?
I think that's it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe one more. And then we'll close the episode. Where was it? Siphon filter. So some people have seen that they've been rated for PS4 and PS5. So
right.
I think they're going to bring all the Siphon filter games over to the PlayStation Plus premium.
Okay.
So maybe that's one good thing, one good piece of news.
I'm ready for that.
Those games are fun. Yeah.
I'm ready for it at all. I'm ready for all of it. Okay. All right. Well, Josh, we talked about it. It's here. Jacked In Podcast, I said it. I think we're going to close on that note.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, with that, we are out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night.